Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, being produced by Shark Creative. Today is Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. So happy to be with you today. And we have a very, very important topic, and we have an expert in the field that is going to help us through various questions and the latest research and all that we need to know concerning stroke today. So I'm very grateful to have Dr. Boris Chupayev, the Chief of Neurology and Stroke Director at White Plains Hospital. We're going to be concentrating on this particular segment on how to prevent stroke and how to know your risks. So apparently stroke is number five. I did not know this. The cause of death in the U.S. and the primary cause of disability. Also something I didn't know. However, apparently there's good news in the fact that they're highly preventable. So up to 80% of strokes can be prevented, making it the leading cause of preventable disability. This is, like, again, good news. Doctor, explain how, please.
Great. So thank you for having me again. Let's start off by defining what stroke is. Stroke is when a blood vessel is occluded with a certain clot. They can travel from the heart, from the leg, or forms in the brain itself, and prevents the blood flow to a certain part of the brain. Another cause of stroke is possible blood vessel that bursts, causing bleeding around the brain. In both cases, there's a disruption of blood flow to a particular part of the brain, which causes brain ischemia or brain death. And depending which blood vessel is occluded, will cause certain types of symptoms in the patient.
Okay. Well, if you wouldn't mind taking us through some of the major risk factors of stroke.
So stroke is fairly common. It affects close to 800,000 people in the United States every year. On average, someone suffers a stroke every 40 seconds, if you think about it. The challenges we face today are certain signs and symptoms that, you know, most of us are not aware of, especially when we're having strokes. At times, we don't even know that we're having a stroke until somebody else looks at us and says, hey, something is wrong with your face or your arm, or you're not making any sense. So stroke is still the primary disability in the United States. And identifying these certain signs will be crucial for patients, and identifying them fast is the most important thing. The most common mistake that people do is wait, hoping that the symptoms that they're experiencing will go away, which is, you know, it causes long-term disability. The longer we wait, the more chances a certain part of the brain will not come back to normal.
What are some of the risk factors?
Having high blood pressure, having had diabetes, excessive drinking, smoking cigarettes, and or vaping. Drug abuse is fairly common among stroke victims. Certain lifestyles such as being inactive, you know, sitting at home and eating unhealthy foods such as very high caloric intake full of sugar and salt predisposes you to strokes. The highest out of all, I would say, has to be high blood pressure.
When you said vaping, I'm realizing that it's such a kind of a newer phenomenon. I wasn't sure whether there were health risks associated with vaping as well. Why does that also work in against people in terms of possibly getting a stroke?
So vaping is similar to smoking. You're getting a certain amount of nicotine in your body. Nicotine itself tends to damage blood vessels, but also the carbon monoxide that we tend to inhale and retain also damages the blood vessels, which in turn elevates our blood pressure, which is the highest risk for strokes.
Oh, that's really something. So basically, if you have some just basic good habits in your life, exercising, eating healthy food, and not ingesting any type of smoke or anything like that. I recently heard of this person was having, this young child was on the school Zoom doing their school remotely, and the grandmother in the background, the teacher could see that the grandmother who was helping the child on the Zoom call was having signs of stroke, and the grandmother didn't know it, but the teacher did. So what would some of those indicators be for somebody who's just with someone on either a Zoom call or in person?
Right. Excellent question. So some important signs and symptoms that we need to watch out for, there's a very good acronym for it. It's BFAST. B as in boy, E as in Edward, F as in fast, A as in apple, S as in Sam, T as in Tom. So B stands for balance, which is dizziness, coordination, inability to balance yourself when you're walking or trying to reach for something. E stands for eyes, inability to see out of one or both eyes. F for face, experiencing facial weakness or uneven smile. A stands for arm. If you have weakness in particular arm, you know, doing certain tasks, inability to raise both arms equally. And S stands for speech, slurring speech or not making sense when you're speaking. And T stands for time. The sooner you realize the symptoms and the sooner you can seek medical attention, the sooner you can potentially reperfuse that part of the brain and regain function again. The sooner you can call 911 and seek medical attention, like I said, the more likelihood you can return back to normal.
That's amazing. And I think apparently that grandmother who the teacher saw having the symptoms indeed was saved. Her life was saved because she got help early enough. And I guess that's a really important factor. So BFAST, good to know and good to remember. Other risk factors, I'm wondering, you hear that heart attacks are higher occurrence in men. Is that the same for a stroke or it's not related?
So believe it or not, for strokes, women are more likely to have a stroke than men. And women tend to have more disability and die of a stroke than men do. There's many different reasons for that. You know, above age 55, our stroke risk increases tenfold with every decade. And as we know, most women tend to live much longer than men. That's one of the reasons why women are prone to strokes.
My guest is Dr. Boris Chulpaev, and he is the Chief of Neurology and Stroke Director at White Plains Hospital, teaching us some very, very important information about stroke and the awareness of it. We'll be back with more. This is Health Talk from White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith.